Good morning, I'm Jim Field. In high school girls basketball last night, the Cam girls opened up their season with a home win over AHSTW, 46-27. It wasn't a pretty game as the two teams combined for 39 turnovers and struggled to make shots. Defense was a bright spot for both teams at times, and the Cougars' zone really kept the Lady Vikes out of sync in the first half. Cam was led by Madison Gettler, who finished with 18 points on the night, 14 of those in the first half. The Cougars were up 13-3 after the first quarter and 22-9 at halftime. The Lady Vikes still couldn't get the offense going in the third quarter, and Cam extended that lead to 30-11 to give them a fairly comfortable lead the rest of the way. Paige McAfee added 10 points and Macy Tickner 8 for Cam. AHSTW was led by 9 points from Sarah Butcher, who dropped in 3 threes in the fourth quarter. Kinsey Scheffler had 8 points on the night for AHSTW. Also last night, a girls' high school hoops from the Western Iowa Conference. It was Southwest Valley beating Griswold 49-37. Logan Magnolia over Westwood 65-52. South Central Calhoun topping Audubon 55-26. Maple Valley beat Missouri Valley 38-33. From the Hawkeye 10, it was Creston over Winterset 49-44. Shenandoah beat Underwood 56-55. Trainer over Harlan 61-43. In the Rolling Valley Conference, Glidden Ralston beat Iowa Christian 61-19. Peyton Sherdan over Sadell 46-37. In the Corner Conference, Diagonal over East Mills 50-29. Essex beat Bedford 41-36. In boys basketball last night in the Hawkeye 10, it was Shenandoah falling to Underwood 57-33. In the Corner Conference, Diagonal beat East Mills 52-47. Rolling Valley Conference play saw Sadell beat Peyton Sherdan 68-50. In the Western Iowa Conference, it was Southwest Valley over Griswold 58-31. Logan Magnolia beat Westwood 75-47. Audubon a winner over South Central Calhoun 73-54. Maple Valley 59-41 winners over Missouri Valley. The Atlantic boys basketball team hopes they can carry some momentum from their state tournament appearance last season into the 2017-18 campaign. The Trojans went 19-6 last season and lost in the first round of the state tournament to Waverly Shellrock. Atlantic will have to overcome the loss of an impact player and leader in Garrett Franken, but a strong group of experienced players do return. Austin Alexander, Chase Mullenix, Scott Leonard, Grant Podaisky, Tyler Moen, and Jackson Eden are all back and played significant minutes last season. Head coach Alan Jenkins talked about the experience that the team brings.
It's a veteran group. We haven't had a veteran group that will be on the floor together like this probably since Coach Blazik's last 2 years. As much success as we've had here the last 3 seasons, it's always been a pretty good mix of freshmen and sophomores and juniors and seniors out there together. And there's a good chance that we'll start, at least 3 seniors this year. Maybe some nights there could be up to 5 seniors starting. So I think it's a bunch of guys that understand our system and have really been kind of the foundation to the culture that we tried to establish when I first got here.
Scott Leonard is the top returning scorer after averaging 14.7 points per game last season, and Coach Jenkins expects him to have a huge impact down low again this year and should be one of the premier big men in the conference and in the class. Austin Alexander returns at the point after averaging 11 points per game last year and leading the team with 100 assists. Austin will be another player the Trojans lean on offensively, and Coach Jenkins says he expects him to have a breakout year in that regard. Atlantic will have to replace the 23.8 points a game that Garrett Franken contributed last year. Franken is now a freshman at the University of North Dakota. Coach Jenkins talked about replacing those points as a team.
Obviously, the loss of Garrett is a big loss in a sense, without a doubt, but we're going to get those shots again this year. Somebody else is going to take Garrett shots. It might not be one person. It's going to be a group of guys. And Garrett shot 51% from the floor last year. And I have a lot of confidence that of those shots we got last year, we can be close to 50% on those again as a group.
The Trojans will open up the season tonight at home against the Winterset Huskies. We'll have live video coverage for you that game tonight here on our website, KJAN.com, on the TV page. Tip time set for 7:30 at the Atlantic High School. We'll have that on the web only tonight because we have men's college hoops on the radio here tonight as junior forward Nicholas Bear is expected to play tonight when Iowa visits Virginia Tech in the Big Ten ACC Challenge. The reigning Big Ten sixth man of the year suffered a broken finger in preseason practice, and Coach Fran McCaffrey says his return will give the Hawkeyes a much-needed veteran presence.
Especially when you go on the road. Guys that have been in those kinds of road environments and performed successfully are who you need. So he'll be out there a lot.
McCaffrey says Bear will have an impact in a number of areas. McCaffrey says either Ahmad Wagner or freshman Jack Nungy will start at small forward. Wagner missed the final game in the Cayman Islands with a sore shoulder.
Ahmad had a great game, you know, the last game he played. Jack was really playing well, didn't play as well in the last game. Yeah, still probably bring Nicholas off the bench no matter what.
The defense has been a concern in a 4-2 start to the season, and that will be a key against a Hokie squad that's been averaging 102 points a game.
Well, they're as good a transition team as I've seen in a long time in terms of anybody can take it, anybody can shoot it, anybody can finish it. A lot of slashing teams can't shoot the ball from the outside, and this is a slashing team who has multiple, you know, three-point shooters, so that's going to, you know, spread your defense out.
McCaffrey says Virginia Tech is a very difficult team to guard. We'll find out just how difficult tonight. We'll have that for you live this evening. Iowa at Virginia Tech, the Big Ten ACC Challenge, 7 o'clock. We're on the air here tonight. 11th-ranked Cincinnati and number 18 Virginia were among Monday's winners in men's basketball as the 11th-ranked Bearcats beat Alabama State 83-51, while it was Virginia holding Wisconsin scoreless for more than 7 minutes in the second half in a 49-37 win in the Big Ten ACC Challenge. Duke stays number one in the AP men's basketball poll. Arizona nowhere to be seen. The 8-0 Blue Devils picked up all 65 first-place votes following comeback wins over Texas and Florida over the weekend. The Wildcats were number two before falling out of the poll with three straight losses. Kansas is the new number two team, followed by Michigan State, Villanova, and Notre Dame. The Gators move up a spot to sixth ahead of Kentucky, Wichita State, Texas A&M, and Miami. UTEP coach Tim Floyd abruptly announced his immediate retirement after a 66-52 loss to Lamar last night. Floyd won 466 games as a college coach at five schools, including Iowa State and Southern California. He also was a coach for the Chicago Bulls and the New Orleans Hornets in the NBA. The 63-year-old Floyd took over at UTEP before the 2010-11 season, winning 138 games. The unexpected statement came during his post-game news conference after the Miners lost their fifth straight game. Floyd said it was the right time and that it was my last game as coach. In a news release, UTEP said it would announce a plan today for who would lead their program. Well, the preseason wrestling ratings are out from the predicament, and it's dotted with a whole bunch of area wrestlers. In Class 1A, Missouri Valley and Underwood are ranked 4th and 5th to start the year's teams. Among the individual rated wrestlers at 106, Connor Atkinson of Tri-Center is ranked 2nd, while Talon Rasmussen of Underwood ranked 5th. At 120, Blake Thompson of Underwood is ranked 2nd. At 126, Alex Thompson of Underwood top rated, with Tegan Lundquist of Southwest Valley ranked 6th and Wyatt Crocker of Logan Magnolia 9th. In class at 132 pounds in 1A, Logan James of Underwood ranked 2nd, Connor Lang of Missouri Valley ranked 5th. At 138, Missouri Valley's Duke Kyle is 5th, and Austin Gutnecht of Clarinda 6th. At 145, Garrett Thompson of Logan Magnolia ranked 8th. At 152, Skeeter Bostwick of Missouri Valley is ranked 6th. Bo Giese of Logan Magnolia, 7th. At 160, Gabe Pauly of AHSTW is ranked 3rd, with Drew Vantiger of Bedford Lennox, 8th. At 170, Nathan Haynes of Missouri Valley is ranked number 1. At 182, Nick Haynes of Missouri Valley is ranked 4th. Joey Wolf of Woodbine is ranked 7th at 195, while at 220, Tom Reef of Missouri Valley is 2nd, and Dalton Arnold of Coon Rapids Bayard ranked 6th. In Class 2A, Jonathan Earp of Red Oak ranked 10th at 106. Cole Hansen of Atlantic is 7th ranked at 126, while Chase McLaren of Atlantic is ranked 8th at 132. At 145, Mitchell Swank of Creston ranked 5th. Justin McCunn of Red Oak ranked 10th at 152. Zach Hulsing of Kemper Catholic is 10th ranked at 160, while Kyle Owens of Shenandoah 9th ranked at 170. Thomas Bentley of Red Oak is 4th ranked at 182. At 195, Nick Foss of Harlan is 3rd rated, and John McConkie of Atlantic is 2nd rated at 285 pounds. In Class 3A, Glenwood is ranked 7th as a team. Among the individual rankings, Trevor Anderson of Glenwood is 3rd at 145, with Gabe Kelgard of Lewis Central 4th. Anthony Sherry of Glenwood is 2nd ranked at 182. At 220, Isaac Bales of Glenwood is 3rd rated, while Jaden Hayden of Denison is 10th ranked, and Caleb Sanders of Glenwood top rated at 285 in Class 3A. In college football news, Iowa State University announced yesterday that football coach Matt Campbell agreed to a new 6-year contract worth $22.5 million. Campbell's guaranteed annual salary will increase from $2.1 million to $3.5 million effective immediately. The athletics department has also agreed to provide Campbell an additional $1 million for incremental raises for his staff. Campbell's 2017 team went 7-5 overall, 5-4 in Big 12 play, matching the school record for conference wins in a season. The Cyclones' fourth-place tie in the league was their best as a member of the Big 12. Iowa State defeated both Oklahoma and TCU this year. Both were top five rated. ISU had one win over a top five school in its history prior to this season. ISU is bowl eligible for the first time since 2012, and they'll learn their destination this week. Campbell will hold a news conference this morning at 9:30 in the Bergstrom Football Complex to make that announcement. Also in college football news, BYU has announced that former Heisman Trophy winning quarterback Ty Detmer is no longer the offensive coordinator at the school. Rice football coach David Bailiff has been fired after a 1-11 campaign. Ohio State coach Urban Meyer said quarterback JT Barrett is probable to play in the Big Ten championship game against Wisconsin Saturday. Barrett left in the third quarter of the Buckeyes' win at Michigan last weekend, said he aggravated a meniscus injury before the game when he was bumped by someone while warming up on the sideline. A school official says Minnesota starting quarterback Demery Croft will leave the Gophers with 2 years of eligibility remaining. Croft started the final six games this season, completing just 41% of his passes, with four touchdowns and seven interceptions. And in the NFL, the Baltimore Ravens had their first winning streak since taking the first two games of the season. Terrell Suggs had both of the Ravens' sacks and a forced fumble as the Ravens knocked off the visiting Houston Texans 23-16 last night. That's a look at sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.